Hey everyone, welcome. My name is Braden Worley. I'm going to be the game master for the tabletop stop, or I guess the DM, because we are playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Woo!
So we're super excited here to kind of have our first official play session. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's just go around the table and maybe just introduce ourselves and our characters real quick.
Hello everyone, I am Sarah and I am playing Flint, the Fire Ganassi Barbarian.
Hi, I'm Cammy. I'm playing Zero, who is a Unity Cleric.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm playing Case, a disgraced Warforged monk from a warrior religion.
And I'm Maddie. I'm playing Jenna, who is a human ranger.
Awesome. Yeah, let's get right into it. So where we last left off, kind of in the little outro of our session zero, the four of you are very you're late for work, so I want to ask each of you, how do you the four of you have been instructed to show up this morning to the headquarters of Coatl Corp, the company of none other than Quetzalcoatl himself, the rainbow serpent god. He has given you a key pass to get yourself into the building, and instructions on how to get there. It's in the center of the city. So my question is, how do each of you get there? What's your commute look like?
Yeah, Flint just kind of like runs on top of the rooftops and leaps from building to building. And like where there's too big a gap, he'll like kind of parkour his way up, like, you know, Mario style, between places, or go on, go over and on top of things the way that one should not do safely, as he can.
I imagine Flint has like a kind of hoverboard. Do you think he does? Like, so, like a weird.
You know what? Yes. Yes, he does. He has a hoverboard. And yeah, it's not, I imagine it's not like actually a hoverboard. It's more like an assisted glider. And so it's mildly assisted and gives him a little bit of float, but not a lot of bit of float, but enough to jump further than one normally would be able to, or to not fall as hard.
I love that.
So yeah, that's him. He doesn't do actual vehicles.
Yeah, so I think that Zero probably does like public transportation, probably like a bus or like a train. Or is there like what's the subway situation looking like?
I guess probably the main thing, there is an underground subway that's older, but there is a monorail system that goes really fast. That's kind of like it's almost like a wheel of spokes and interconnected. You can get pretty much anywhere in the city.
Yeah, so Zero probably takes that then.
Okay, so Case just kind of walks. He's not really in a hurry. He just walks over, kind of takes in the city.
I mean, he's in a hurry this morning.
Yeah, he's
for
like,
sure.
He's late.
I mean, that's why he's late.
I think that Jenna would probably take the bus, but she doesn't quite understand how buses work, so there's just even more panic for her.
She took the wrong bus?
Probably. Well, because we all slept in, right? That was the whole mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
We all slept in, and she probably got on the wrong bus, so that was just very late.
So you just end up on the wrong side of the city, and it's just... Mm-hmm.
She might be a little bit later than everyone else.
Later than everyone else? Okay. I want each of you to make perception check for me.
Flint got a 5.
17.
4.
1. Jenna has no thoughts in
that's
her
a
head
great way to
as she's trying
out.
To find her way to work.
So all of you, as in your hurry, in your rush, whatever you're doing, you just don't notice anything. You're just trying to get to work. But Zero, you notice one point as you get off of the monorail towards closer to the center of the city, you all of a sudden just feel just like a very slight
like something like past me,
almost like there's a sound, there's a feel in the air, and then all of a sudden you notice that the little badge that Quetzalcoatl had given you to get into where you need to get into in his building
uh-huh.
is gone.
Oh no.
So yeah, there's that.
okay. Do I know that, like, well, do I know that somebody will let me in if I don't have one? Or do I, am I then concerned that I cannot go to work anymore?
I mean, you don't know. Uh-huh. I mean, but you can assume, I mean, it's just a building. You could ask someone when you're there.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I just, well, I mean, I'm going to look around. I'm on the monorail when this happens.
It was right as you got off.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to look on the ground, look around, see if I dropped it maybe, or if somebody bumped me and something weird happened, or if anybody's walking very quickly away because they've stolen it.
Make a perception check.
Okay. 17 again. Nice.
You notice, interestingly enough, they are quickly fading, but you see very thin blue lines surrounding you, almost like threads, and they're kind of disintegrating and falling to the ground. It's very, very discreet.
I guess I'm gonna try to, like, I don't feel like this is something I can grab. I feel like this is probably like magic. So I'm gonna try to grab it though. I don't know if that will do anything.
As you touch them, they just kind of, there's almost like a little, like, when you touch a TV and you know how, like, there's that static, it almost feels like that, but then they just kind of like fall apart and just.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna keep going to work then.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm gonna say you, Zero arrives first,
uh-huh.
And then Flint, then Case, and then very lastly, Jenna just comes like stumbling in all her farm girl glory. And so you enter the, and it's just like a normal front office. You see there's a receptionist up front, and she's a nice tiefling woman with ram's horns, and she's just going about, just typing on her phone. It's very clicky clacky. Mm. Like it makes, like, I mean in this day and age you don't need keyboards like that, so obviously that's just there because she likes them.
Of course. Who would use a touch screen when you can do the clicky clacks?
Exactly.
I love the clicky clack.
I guess if I get there first, I'm going to walk up to her and I'm going to say, I'm new. This is my first day, and I'm really sorry, but I think I lost my card that I'm supposed to have earlier on the monorail. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
No, you're good, hon. She picks up a clipboard she has inside of her desk. She's like, Zero, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Are the others here?
Three? I guess
Flint just like rushes in. She's like, I'm here. I'm here, guys.
Oh, hi. Flint. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, the other two?
Hey.
Okay. Case, where's... And that's when Jenna comes tumbling in.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what I was going to say.
You're looking a little out of breath there, hon. You okay?
I'm good now. This is what I'm supposed to be, right?
I believe so. It looks like you're in the right place.
Okay. Yes. Okay, we're good then.
Okay, do the three of you have the cards that were given to you?
Oh, yeah, sure, man. No, and I pat myself down my pockets.
None of you can find them. They're all gone.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
And she says, she's like, oh, okay, we're going that route then. Go down the hall, third elevator on the left, click 5.
Okay.
All right.
I do that.
Yeah, so, you guys get in the elevator and you do what she tells you to do, and there's just that.
Elevator.
Case bobs his head slightly.
I like to imagine we're all just like awkwardly standing there, just kind of like.
Yeah. Do you guys have any
bopping along to the jams?
Is there any elevator talk going on?
Absolutely not.
I'm gonna say, did anything weird happen to any of you on your way here?
I just got on the wrong bus, but besides that, nothing was out of the ordinary.
No weirder than usual, man.
I saw someone steal a bike.
Hey, do you even know what those, like, key cards were for anyway?
Do I know what those were for? The key card?
I mean, you were it was given to you and it was told that you would need it to get into the part of the building you needed to get into when you got here.
Well, I guess, I mean, it seems like we're in the right part of the building, so I'm not sure where, at what point we were meant to use that. Maybe because we don't have it, that is an obstacle that is no longer here. I don't know.
Oh, sweet man, must work for us then, right?
I mean, I feel like we might get in trouble for losing it, and I'm not a fan of that, but...
It's not all that surprising. The hoodie pocket is kind of... Things fall out of it a lot. I don't usually keep things in it, and I forgot.
I don't lose things. I don't lose things, so well, I don't like this.
And it's weird that we all lost them. Like, it's not just one of us misplaced it or something.
I mean, we could all just be, like, bad at keeping track of things, but I don't lose things.
Yeah, I think that's the case for me. My apartment, man, like, the floor could be made of Jello, and I wouldn't know it. And I like it that way.
I understand.
That's very strange.
I understand that this is a metaphor, but are you okay?
Yeah, man, was that not, like, is okay. That weird to say?
No, it's fine.
Yes, yeah, it's weird to say. Okay.
The elevator begins to do that weird, like, kind of shaky, like, weird ground. Everything is fine. Just the normal elevator feeling that you would get when you reach your destination.
Oh, it's not like it's, like, shaking.
I feel like we're really stuck in the elevator for us. And the digital monitor goes from 4, and then it goes up, and instead of 5, you just see, similar to, like, the beach ball of death on, like, an Apple computer. It's just this, like, and the doors open, they open up into a room that is dimly lit with, you can see 4 chairs in the middle of it.
I guess I walk in and sit in a chair.
Yo, dude, that's so weird that there's, like, 4 chairs. How lucky is that, man? That there's 4 of us and...
Well, it was probably designed that way. For this exact meeting that we're about to have.
Right, yeah. Yeah, man, you're right.
But we weren't supposed to be here, right?
I'm pretty sure we are supposed to.
We don't have our key cards yet.
Well, I mean, I talked to the receptionist. I think that's probably...
I guess.
I don't know. I'm assuming that's taking
Flint
care of.
Flint goes in and sits in one of the chairs.
Yeah, Kay sits down, but he doesn't really want to.
So the 4 of you sit down. And you're kind of just waiting for a second. They're kind of just like the uncomfortable, like, plastic chairs that, you know, any sort of, like, school or office building might have. And you wait a minute, and there's a single door in front of you, and you see, like, the handle. It's like one of those, like, you see the handle start to jiggle, and then it opens up, and in walks Bliss.
Oh.
And so for our friends at home, Bliss is a 6-foot tall humanoid woman. She's got like pastel pink skin, and she is basically kind of like a walking disco ball in a sense. She's very like 80s disco girl kind of vibes, like leg warmers, like kind of like a weird like ballet skirt. And she's just like, hey guys, nice to see you again.
Hey, man, are those like new leg warmers, man? They look so good, man.
Yeah, those goblins from when you guys saved me kind of tore up my last ones. But I have plenty, so.
Oh, dude, you gotta have those, man. Mm-hmm. Like, so helpful, dude. Great seeing you again. What you doing here, man?
I mean, I work here, so, yeah.
That does make sense.
Uh-huh.
Are we in trouble?
No, not at all. I'm super happy to be working with you guys. Any questions?
Can I have my key card back?
Oh, you mean these? And she like unwaves her hand, and like in each of her the spaces between her fingers, she's got your key cards. Interestingly enough, before you'd have them, there was like a space where like your photo could have gone, but now like your photos are all there.
Oh.
Weird.
And she's like, we need to do a couple of things first. And I just need you to stand very, 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 very still, okay? And then she waves her hand again, and the cards kind of like disappear somewhere. And then she like puts her hand out in like a weird, almost like formation. Like she spreads her fingers out. And then all of a sudden, before you have time, actually each of you make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no.
Oh, that's
we're gonna start with that.
Nice.
It's 14 for Flint.
Okay.
Wait, this 20. Is the modifier, right?
I love it.
Yep.
4.
14.
Cool. So all of you but Zero, from her hands come these just brilliantly blue threads, and they start to wrap around each one of you. And before you know it, you are enveloped in a cocoon of these weird threads, and you're just like, you're blinded from all sides. You, on the other hand, manage to kind of like instinctively just kind of like dodge it away. She's like, oh, no, still.
Wait,
still,
like, what are you
still, doing? Please. And she kind of like takes like one finger. And she like whips it around and like grabs you, and she puts you back in the chair and then cocoons you up.
Darn. I do not like this.
So
your bad vibes.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're not in any harm, but this is just a precautionary measure. You can everyone make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh no.
9.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Eight. I rolled a natural 1, but it's 5.
So you cannot lie now, but just for safety purposes, I need to know the last lie each of you told.
Last time I called my mom, I told her that I had eaten vegetables in the last 2 weeks. I haven't.
As that the last syllable comes out of your lips, the cocoon you're in pulses, and just the threads just start to like slough down over you and unwind and then just kind of dissipate.
So pretty, man. So pretty.
Honey, you need vegetables. It's not good to not eat vegetables.
Yeah, I've always been fine with Adam.
Okay.
Are you okay? I have vegetables if you need them.
I mean, you know, Hot Pockets have all the nutritional value I need to keep going. It's fine.
That is not true.
All of you, as you're talking, your cocoons just kind of like shuffle. It's kind of muffled. It's like...
Wait, they're over our mouths too?
I mean, you're in the cocoon and you can be heard through the cocoon, but it's just kind of muffled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are inside cocoons.
Okay.
I suppose it's like if you put like a like bag over your head or something.
I see. I thought that we were just wrapped up with our arms. Okay, I understand now.
The last lie I told, I told a girl this morning in my apartment building that I liked her shoes and I did not like her shoes.
Okay, you say that and the cocoon slops off.
So I have to go and get a different driver's license because I just moved to the state. I told them that I was 5'4", but I'm actually like 5'3¼".
Oh my gosh, you guys. Perfect. Good answers. Good answers. You say that you're going to slough off.
I told my buddy I'd take his shift at the garage, but I didn't.
Okay, then your cooking sloughs off as well. And she's like, wonderful. And then she steps through the door.
Do you want us to like follow you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, cool. And he like rushes off after.
I do that.
Yeah, I just get up and I'm very confused.
So the four of you walk into a completely dark room, and as you walk in, you kind of hear Bliss's voice. Okay, setting this up, and you hear kind of like her fingers like tap. Almost on something. Mm-hmm. Like she's got like an iPad. You can like, it's like very distinct, like.
Ah, right.
As she's doing something. And then all of a sudden the lights come on and you're standing in a fairly standard, it's almost like a conference room. Just kind of like a squarish conference room. And, but there's nothing, it's the room is completely empty except for Bliss. And she's like, all right, just a routine fitness analysis, I guess you could say. Oh yeah, dude, let's do this.
Yeah, I think you're gonna like this one, Flynn. Okay, so ready, go.
And as she makes one last tap on this weird little tablet she has, a circle kind of like lights up around her, under her, and she goes into the floor. And then in front of you, five circles light up. And these five black spheres just kind of like float up from the floor. And they kind of just like spin around in the air for a second. And then they kind of just like stop. And then they have these like LED kind of like, imagine if like Daft Punk's helmets, but as like little spears, and they have these like cute little like LED faces, and then they go red, and I need all of you to roll for initiative.
Oh no.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
20 to 25? 15 to 20?
18. Or sorry, 16.
10 to 5, 10 to 15?
14.
5 to 10?
There you go, now I'm here.
Yeah, mine's
8.
8. Who has the higher dexterity?
I have 3. Wait, higher dexterity or modifier?
Score. What's the score?
17.
And 16.
Correct. So we're going to have Chase. And Jenna. So one of the drones is going to, you hear just like a whirring inside, and just like out shoots two arms and legs from him. And he kind of just like lands on the ground with a little click. And he's going to come at Flint.
Fair enough.
And that is an 11 to hit.
That does not hit.
He out of his hand, like there's this weird little like energy dagger, and he just like swings and he misses you. And there's again, there's just this constant like whirring of servos and computer noises.
By the way, I love the mental image that this creates. I just imagine like these like dense balls and then really spindly arms and legs. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And then two of them are going to attack Zero. That is a nat one. And 12 to hit?
No.
Shoot. And then the other two are going to attack Kate. That's a nat 20, unfortunately.
Oh.
That's
oh, no.
Not great.
So Case is going to take 4 points of slap piercing damage as you just kind of get shivved by one of their little electric daggers. And then that's a 8 to hit.
Hold Does on. Not hit.
Sick. And so the other one, this one actually kind of just stays up in the air and kind of circles back around you, and it attempts to like shoot at you with like a little bolt, and it just like flies past you and goes into the wall. And that now it is Zero's turn.
Okay. I would like to say that like as soon as we're in combat, Zero kind of bangs her hands together and her arm cuffs start to glow, and then her whole body starts to glow, and it just kind of hums a little bit. Yes. So Zero for her bonus action is going to tap Flint, and now we are bonded.
Okay.
And so that means that you get to add a d4 to any ability check, attack roll, or saving throw for your next hour.
So it's ability checks, attack, or saving throws?
Yes. So all of those. Basically everything except for death saves.
Nice!
And that comes from your Unity player.
Yes.
Awesome.
Which is very fun.
Yeah. That's
so then I'm going to... Is the one that, like, I assume we're all standing together and then the one is attacking both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the one that is attacking Case, I'm going to pull like a carabiner from my belt loop, and I'm going to open it, and it's going to turn into a warhammer.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
So cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I'm going to try to smack the one that's attacking Case. Probably not. So that is going to be six.
It kind of, as you move in to hit it, it just kind of like floats above.
I see.
And you miss it.
Yes, I guess that's going to be my turn then.
Okay, Flint's turn.
All right, so Flint takes out his sword. His sword actually, so he has his hair up in like a braided messy bun that's being held with a hair pick. And he pulls out the hair pick and then it extends into this sword with like red lines going up it. And he's going to bonus action rage.
I love it.
And he's like just ready to go. And he's going to whack the one in front of him that just attacked him. Oh, I get to add a d4. You do? Well, the 10 hit.
Yeah. Flint's a little too gung-ho, and he just...
He's so ready. His depth perception's off a little bit.
Sorry to miss.
That's all for his turn. Hang on.
I have to know this. Does Flint have a lazy eye?
No, he does not.
Rough.
But he's very excited. It's like when a golden retriever gets super excited about something and, like, will miss the thing that you toss at them to, like, for them to catch out of the air.
Right on.
It's like that vibe.
Yes, Case is
done. Okay. So Case is kind of in his warrior stance. The drone is floating. He says, this guy kind of reminds me of my mentor. I hated my mentor. And then he does like a very precise smack to try and get the drone, like smack the drone on the ground.
Okay. Yeah, roll it.
That is a 15.
Heck yes, that just hits. Roll damage.
Oh, wait, yeah. That's four damage.
Four damage. Okay, yeah. So you, as you go to knock it out of the air, you hit it pretty hard, and it kind of like you smack it down, and it lands hard, and it projects its limbs, and it just starts to, it's just like stands up, and it's like wobbling real bad.
Nice.
So I think that she's gonna pull out her rifle, and how I kind of wanted her rifle to be, instead of just carrying around this huge, like, gun all the time, it's, like, a retractable rifle.
I love it.
Like, how they have, like, retractable, like, canes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, so she gets that out and just goes for whichever one is closest to her, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, right now, just to recap, we've got one that kind of floated behind you that is now on its feet, and then you've got four that are on your feet just kind of in front of you, just in the fray.
Okay.
So, 5 total.
Yes.
Sounds good. So I'll just, okay. So do I add the attack bonus to it?
Yes. So I believe you're proficient in that. So you add your.
So roll a 12.
A 12.
With that.
That is going to miss.
Okay.
So you're kind of in a close range. It's kind of harder to hit things. Just kind of like, lots of shot.
Okay.
All right. That brings it back up to their turn. The one that you just took down, Case, is going to hover up again, and it's going to shoot a bolt at you, and that is going to be an 8 to hit.
Misses.
Tight. And then each of the four of you are going to get an attack by the ones on the ground. Flint, that's a 13 to hit.
Does not hit.
All right. 0. That's a 6 to hit.
Nope.
Case, that's a 6 to hit.
Nope.
Using another die here. And Jenna, that is a 19 to hit.
That hits.
Yeah.
You put that dice away.
So he just kind of comes up to you, and he stabs you in the boot.
The boot. Interesting.
And you're going to take 5 points of piercing damage.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, and then all of them are going to kind of start to hover. And they're kind of, there's this weird communication that's going back between all of them, and their faces are like constantly changing. And like saying, like, like the one example that you knocked down, Cases, it's got like this flashing like exclamation point, like the 8-bit, like
nice. Dude, I'm so here for it.
Yeah. Zero's turn.
Okay. I'm going to use Sacred Flame because I changed one of my cantrips because it seemed redundant. So I'm going to try to hit the flying one.
I believe. It's a dexterity saving throw, right?
Yeah, for you. Oh, yeah, cool. I don't know why I'm kind of.
That is and six.
Fail.
Alright, so he's gonna take how much? Which one are you hitting?
The one that was flying. Or the one
they
that
are all flying.
The one that he damaged.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Okay. Four or six.
Yeah. Yeah, you hit him with the sacred flame and there's just kind of like this weird like sparking that starts to happen. And it's just all of a sudden, it's just like flashing a bunch of different things. And then all of a sudden it's so much of emojis and this and this and that. And then you just kind of like, you hear like a, and
excellent.
It just like disintegrates on the floor.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah. And I guess that's my turn then.
Flint.
All right. I'm going to try to hit the one that was in front of me again. 10 to hit.
Not hit, my dude.
I cannot hit anything today.
Okay. You're just excited.
I'm very ready to go.
You are
I'm
the golden retriever himbo, and you're just excited.
I'm ready to go. They're just shorter than I'm used to.
Fair. Flint, your time will come.
You'll be there. You got it.
Case.
Okay. Case runs up to the nearest drone and kind of tries to grab it, and then with their other arm, Case's arms sort of work on like a piston, so like the arm can extend past the elbow, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like a really brutal, precise punch to the visor.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah, roll the hit.
Oh. That's a 10.
10. Yeah, so you, as you go to punch it, it kind of has like a little like, stick your tongue out, drag your eye under with your finger, and it swerves out of the way.
Darn.
And you literally hear this little ape voice, like, hee, 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 meter, meter, meter.
Okay, wait, question about the, it says I can use a bonus unarmed strike. Is that only if I hit?
No, I think you can do it, yeah. No,
you can do it. All
right, I'm gonna just try again, just punch it.
If you wind up and you go with the other fist,
that's 14.
And just barely again. And this thing just starts like running circles around your head and it's just like making a bunch of high pitched noises.
That's so frustrating.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Casey's just kind of losing it.
Jenna.
Okay, I guess I'm just going to aim for the same one that I did last time.
Mm-hmm.
So, 14 plus 5.
That hits.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and then it's a D8 with my rifle,
mm-hmm.
which is this one, and then I don't.
Plus your dexterity modifier.
Okay. Eight.
Eight. Okay. Yeah. So you just kind of like turn to face one and just like let off a shot, and the bolt just like shoots. Or do you use like are these actual bullets or are these kind of more just like energy bolts?
They're probably energy bolts, mm-hmm. I guess. That would make a little bit more sense.
Yeah. So yeah, the bolt just shoots out and it just hits it and you just see just like these blue like waves of like electricity kind of just go everywhere and it just like again like and just like falls to the floor disintegrated.
Okay. All right.
Tight. So three remain. And they are all going to attack you.
Cool,
fact,
that's
zero.
Fine.
They kind of like it's almost like you hear again just like this really high pace like whirring of like servos and gears and everything inside of them, and then they all like get this like weird like cat like face on them and they go in to attack you. That is a 15 to hit.
No.
That is a 5 to hit.
No.
And that is a 19 to hit.
That one does hit me.
Yeah, so one they kind of it's they coordinate their attacks and two of them just kind of like miss you by a mile and you're just like heh. And then one comes just at you and just like shivs you in the shoulder. And you are going to take 2 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Okay. And is now Zero's turn.
Yeah, so I'm not happy with that. So I'm going to try once again to Sacred Flame, though. I guess any of them, whichever one. So 17.
That hits.
Yes. That's actually 21. So I, yeah, where's my, oh wait, why did I roll for that? Because it's a dex save.
Oh, it is a dex save, my bad.
So never mind.
That's a natural one, so.
So yeah, that's good for me. So that's 9 damage.
Cool. Yeah, similar thing with what happened with the last one. It just kind of like pops and just falls to the floor, disintegrated.
Sweet, sweet.
Flint.
All right.
As we're getting anything.
He's going to run over and try and help his friend Zero. I'm using a different dice. Okay, that was a 16 to hit.
You're good, that hits.
Okay, cool. Awesome. He's very excited to hit. okay, he's using both hands, so that's a d10. Let's do this. 6 damage.
6 damage, wonderful. You finally, you're just kind of swinging left and right and missing, and you finally make a hit, and you just like, slice it clean in half, and again, just like in the air before your eyes, it just like comes apart into dust and falls to the floor.
Woo!
Okay, how many drones left?
There is currently one left. That
currently, you say. all right, I'm gonna try and throw a dagger at at the drone.
Mm-hmm.
Hear servers whirring in Case's head, kind of like how a computer heats up when it's putting under a lot of stress,
mm-hmm.
just as Case is sort of like trying to calculate, like predict movement. And yeah, he throws the dagger. So that is 15.
That hits, yep.
4.
Cool. So yeah, you go and throw a dagger and it kind of just like lodges in and it cracks the LED display, but it is, you hear just kind of like a stopping almost of servos, and then it just kind of like drops to the floor, but it's still on its feet.
I've disabled its mobility.
Jenna's turn.
Okay, I'll just go after that one that's left and just try to shoot it again. 6.
6. You, for some reason, I think your gun just like kind of like jams for a second, and you just miss that. You miss that opportunity for a shot. And it is its turn. And it's still gonna come for you actually. It's still hellbent, it still has that weird like 8-bit cat emoji.
It's not happy with me.
But that's a 7 to hit.
Oh yeah, that's not gonna do it.
Yeah, it's just kind of wobbling at this point and it just can't seem to get you.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk up to it and just kind of smash it with my warhammer, actually. Nice. I think that's what I will do. 19.
That hits.
Yes.
It should.
As it should. Yeah, 7.
Yeah, you come down on this thing and like, just like, and the dust just like spreads out across the room. So you guys hear like oh, good job, guys. And all of a sudden, the room around you kind of like flickers like in and out. And you're in kind of like a very like metal, maybe not metal, but just a very like shiny whitewashed room. You can tell that the kind of conference room setting that you saw wasn't entirely accurate. But there's just this like circle on the floor and you see it and as Bliss like rises up. And she's like, great. That was the last thing I think we needed to do. So now we need to go talk to Mr. Coaddle. So if you will just, and she kind of waves her hand again, and in front of you, your badges appear, and she's like, okay, so just take these and we'll go.
Okay. I grabs this. Does the picture on it look good?
So as you take them, she kind of just like flicks her fingers forward and like they're like pulled on strings and she's just like, I was just kidding with you, take them.
I look at her very intensely. I slowly take mine.
She's like, wow, you have really pretty eyes.
What are you doing?
I work here.
No, but why did you mess with me this morning?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Oh, I was told to. I work here.
is Worthy here know. Just a perpetual prank on me specifically?
No. I mean, I don't do this often, but sometimes, yeah, I know Quetzalcoatl asks me to, and I do. It's fun.
To mess with me?
No, not you specifically.
Also, did we get any sort of pamphlet or, like, idea of what our training was supposed to be? Because I feel like maybe almost getting murdered by robots is probably against whatever code HR has.
Still, you wouldn't have gotten murdered.
How was I supposed to know that?
I mean, we would have stepped in eventually if you would have been real danger.
I don't. Okay.
You're fine. Without a scratch on you.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. Like, what are you complaining about? Like, this is the best hiring process ever.
None of you are in any actual lethal harm. Like, it was not, you were not hit very hard. You took damage for the sake of it being.
Yeah, no, I know.
There's like oil leaking out of Case's right arm and it's staining his hoodie.
Wow, you're faking that 100%. I can see it, honey.
You got me.
So, what are we doing now?
Well, now we're gonna go talk to the boss.
Also, what is our job description?
We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
So we have our key cards now?
Yes.
Does Flint's picture look good?
Yes, it looks very good.
Okay, good. He's very happy then. Zero's wearing like a button-up shirt with a little pocket. She just kind of puts it in her pocket.
Oh. Case's picture always looks good. Because he always looks the same.
Does Jenna have any comments about her picture?
Jenna's just super frazzled because that was not what she was expecting on her first day of work.
Yeah, she was expecting like an interview.
Just kind of being quiet and just like, just take it, I guess.
Bliss just kind of like does kind of like just like a heel turn and he starts like, you know, just like prancing off almost towards the door that has appeared in the back of the room. She's like, follow me.
Yeah, Flint like quickly follows after her very excitedly. I follow as well, yeah. Less excitedly.
she takes you into a room that all of a sudden just starts, you feel like that elevator thing again, and it just starts, it starts going up. And so again, you get more of the elevator music, and Bliss is just kind of like jamming, like waving her fingers around. Just like,
this is a bop though.
I really like it.
It's really good.
Yeah, I need to talk to who picks this because I enjoy it.
Seriously, I'd like my workout playlist.
Oh, you work out?
Yeah, I work out.
Sick. And she reaches to give you a high five.
Okay, and he reciprocates.
And so you high five, and your hand hurts really bad. <He's> like, she hits you hard.
Yeah, dude. Strong lady. You work out. I respect that. Nice.
Sometimes.
It's awesome, man. And he's trying really hard. Like he's like tears prickling. He's like, no, it's good.
Oh my god, I love Flint.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you cry.
No, man, it's great. This is like happy tears. This is great, man. Good high five. This is the best high five of my life. It's good.
The ultimate high five.
You get to where you're going, and there's a ding. You open the door, you find yourselves in an office that overlooks the city. It's kind of like it's like a normal kind of like CEO office, but it's almost like there are like panoramic windows on all sides that kind of just like overlook the center of the city.
So kind of like the Space Needle or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
I like that. Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
And you see Quetzalcoatl, and he's just kind of waving his finger in front of his desk. He's just busy, like, filling out paperwork, doing other things. And he's like, oh, looks like you're finally done. Wonderful. Thank you, Bliss. Thank you so much. Do you mind coming up here with me while we do this? Thank you. Yes, please. I apologize for any inconveniences, but I just needed to run a background check, if we can call it that. I assume you're all fine.
When he says background check, Jen's eye starts to twitch just a little bit.
are you evaluating us based on combat capabilities for a specific purpose?
Well, it's nice to know what we're working with a little bit more. I didn't really get to see you in action when you helped us out with Bliss's situation, but...
Case says, I was told this would be a desk job.
I never told you that. I don't know why you think that.
I don't know. I just feel like I heard it somewhere.
Okay, I'm very sorry.
Dude, this office is so legit.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best.
I really do love Omnia. It's a wonderful city.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So many buildings, like, close together. It's great.
Okay, but I swear this was the desk job.
We'll talk, but it really isn't. It is not.
I mean, I guess that makes sense because I didn't really, like, I had zero qualifications for that.
Cool.
I was a little confused.
That's good to know, sir. Wonderful, Case. Well, why don't we sit down? And he kind of just, like, snaps his fingers and four, like, nice chairs, like, pop, come up from the floor.
Dude, that's so cool.
Are they, like, nailed in or can I move them?
No, you can move them.
Okay, Case tries to, like, do something cool, but, like, he misses and, like, slips.
Are you trying to go for the whole thing where, like, you run up from behind, you put the hand on the chair, and then you kind of, like,
yeah, something
gymnastics,
like
sit in the chair.
The details are
relevant. Please tell me they're, like, swivel chairs, and so they just, it wheelies right behind him.
Yeah,
so
he goes to grab it and do that, and it swivels, and he slips, and it's just, the chair falls over with him. He's like, are you all right, Case? You need, and he just like moves his hands and like up and rights you and just like sets you down in the chair all fine.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, okay, good. Just making sure the rest of you are fine, good.
Yeah.
Maybe let's just sit down. No acrobatics this time. We're good.
Yeah, I sit like a normal person.
I think I can handle that.
Wonderful. Would you like a chocolate? And he swirls his finger and that he has these cute little tinfoil wrapped chocolates that kind of come around to you from this bowl in his desk.
Oh man, dude, this job has all the perks.
I mean, what god of chocolate would I be if I didn't offer you some?
Case can't eat, but he just like takes one to be polite and stuffs it in his hoodie pocket.
So do we have an understanding of like what Quetzalcoatl's role is in society?
So you're actually not quite sure.
Okay.
You've heard of Coatlicorp and you know that they do have like, I mean, he's the one of his prominent aspects is that he is the god of chocolate. He does make chocolate. There is a subsidiary of Coatlicorp.
I hope so. I hope he makes chocolate.
Oh, this is the best.
It's like the Cadbury of
my day is made. Excellent.
So he is well known for that. But as far as Coatlicorp, you're not entirely sure what Coatlicorp does.
Okay. I take a chocolate.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, I'll take one too.
He's like, all right. I'm aware that the four of you might not know why you're here. I just needed to finalize the last couple of things before we got down to the nitty gritty. And he stands up and kind of puts both hands on his desk. And he's wearing... a white pinstripe suit like you saw him last, and he's got kind of this hair, and imagine his hair appears very he has like this brown black hair, but it's almost like looking at like alexandrite, like as it shifts colors depending on what kind of light it's in, like he kind of like ruffles his hands through it, and as the light hits it at different angles, you just see like hints of very like dark, these bright colors in like the darkness of his hair.
I'm just gonna subtly Google what alexandrite is.
He walks up in front of his desk and he kind of like fans his hands out and this big screen like appears in front of you. Now the four of you last month were involved in a sort of employment workshop of sorts that I was putting out to help the community, skills, job training, this and this and that. And Bliss was with that entourage, and unfortunately you were, as you know, stopped prematurely. Specifically because whoever interfered
maybe wanted to mess with me and maybe wanted to mess with Bliss a little bit. You see folks, Bliss here, and she's like waving her hands. She's like, hi. And he stops for a second. What I'm about to share to you isn't necessarily top secret knowledge, but I would prefer that we keep it amongst ourselves, yes? You see, Bliss, my dear friend, my employee, my confidant of sorts, is in fact an avatar. She has been chosen to oversee what, honestly, we don't quite understand it, but we have come to term dimension magic. She was ambushed by those goblins that took her and that you four so bravely fought back. And normally she would have the chance to defend herself, but they had with them something that concerns me quite a lot. And he fans his hand out, and there's a screen in front of him. He kind of puts his hands in it, and he retrieves it, and he pulls out. It's this weird kind of, like, it almost looks like a net gun. Like, it has like a, I don't know gun terms, but it looks almost like a gun, but where you would find like the barrel, there's this weird kind of like three-pronged, like, claw. The goblins that initially attacked Bliss and her companions wielded this, and they used it to extract. Are you aware of soul weapons, the four of you? Make a history check.
I got a 3.
Very wonderful.
18.
That was a history check?
Yeah.
That's going to be a 13.
Okay.
An
8. So Flint and Case, you are more familiar with the term soul weapon itself. But essentially what soul weapons are is they're not limited to incredibly powerful people. What it is, it's an essentially the ability to harness the most purest form of your magic, your power, and to turn it into something tangible, I guess. And it's very common amongst the gods, and that's why you two understand what it is, but you know them as, oh, those are just the gods' weapons, or these are the avatars' weapons. It's they're typically only wielded by incredibly powerful people. But that is the name that they are known for. Normally Bliss would be able to handle herself, and she's able to wield her soul weapon with great accuracy and power. But with this, they were able to extract it from her. They stole it. And that is why I'm very grateful for your efforts in retrieving it. This is something we've never seen before, and I'm concerned. And the four of you were there, and I apologize for sticking you in magical cocoons and for making you fight mono drones, but I figured it appropriate because I need new meat, let's say, because I'm not sure who I can trust on this, and I need someone to look into it for me.
Case says, I'm not sure if you noticed, but I don't have meat.
It's an expression, darling. Yes.
Noted.
So essentially that would be your job. You are going to be my personal research squad into this and what happened.
Like, I'm down for anything, and I'm ready to go with whatever you need, man, but, like, I'm not good at research. This is not my specialty.
I mean, you are a bounty hunter, yes.
Technically speaking, I am. Most of the time, people just point me in the right direction.
But you know how to kick butt and take name, correct?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay, yeah.
Good enough.
Awesome, awesome. Just check it.
Wonderful.
Gotta be candid with this sort of stuff.
I can do research.
Oh, sweet. You're a lifesaver, Zero.
I like money.
My biggest concern has to do with the meeting of parliaments next month. A lot of the gods are going to be there, and I fear if they start with avatars, they might move on to the gods. So I need the four of you to get out there, to get as much information as you can, and to report back.
And the information is about what?
The only hook that we can find has to deal with the weapon itself. It has a serial number on it. We're not quite sure what it means or where it leads to, but obviously it has to have some sort of meaning. I really am at a loss here. I've never seen anything like this or heard anything in the works. I have no idea why someone would want to do this. I mean, other than amass incredible power and do incredible harm. So.
Do you have any, like, enemies?
As far as I know, no.
Yeah, you seem like a nice guy. That would surprise me.
I mean, I don't get along with everybody, but.
Yeah, but, like, how much can you hate someone that, like, makes chocolate and all that, like, come on.
I mean, I do other things.
I mean, yeah, but like, that's a big bonus, right? Like, in any way. So, Zero, you want to take over?
I guess maybe I should. So the serial number, do we know where, I guess, the weapon was, came from, if we have the number?
We have no clue.
Okay.
I'm hoping you can get out there, especially with Flint's knowledge, and do some investigating.
All right. Yeah, I guess if you don't have any, there's no other leads or any, nothing like that.
That's all I got for you so far.
Okay.
The only thing I can imagine is it's someone with anti-avatar, anti-deity sentiment. There are certainly no short number of those groups, but I have no idea who would dare to make a frontal attack like that.
With Zero being an anthropologist and also studying cultures and groups within the city, mm-hmm. would Zero have any idea of any of groups in existence that are this?
Yeah, roll is probably a history check. What kind of history check? History check maybe.
Sure. Nope, that's three.
Just kidding. You are not aware of specifics.
Okay.
Obviously, people are aware of, there are people in this world that have a problem with gods in general having any sort of control, or avatars having any sort of control on magic. But
would Flint be able to recall any, like, underground crime organizations or anything that he'd heard of? Like, names of places that might be against the gods or something like that? Or not?
Roll a charisma check just straight up.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, do I get to add a d4?
Yeah.
Cool. Well. Yeah, no. That's a 8.
You honestly, you have no idea of any sort of specifics, but you do know a couple weapons dealers.
Weapons dealers, right? Okay.
Can I count on the four of you for this?
Let's see, why not?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. We better make it official. And he picks up kind of a pen from his desk, and he sort of waves it in the air, and four sheets of paper kind of start to like materialize, like from the center out, and they are contracts. Like, this is a very if we took the vibes of Poor Unfortunate Soul and made it good, like that sort of like, yes, a pen and a paper have appeared in front of you like that.
I like it.
Now, these contracts simply discuss terms of employment, standard stuff. If any of you do plan to tell anyone this information or betray me at any point, just know that there are contingency plans. So
just know before you sign. Afterwards, I am going to need you to talk to Janice and payroll.
I was just gonna ask about that because I know my mom's gonna want to know like whether this is like a weekly salary thing, hourly, like clock.
Yes, you will be paid twice a month. Don't worry.
Awesome, sweet, cool.
Can I do a check to see if there's anything shady in the document?
Yeah. Yeah. Perception check.
12 plus negative 1. It's 11.
You don't notice anything shady. It's really just PT.
All right. I saw you.
Yeah.
Can I make an insight check on Quetzalcoatl specifically for like, is he like leaving any information out, or is he like trying to get us to follow a certain path without necessarily giving us all of the?
Does he have a toe?
Yeah. Does he have? Is something happening here that maybe I could get more information out of?
Make an insight check.
Nine.
So you don't pick up anything. Quetzalcoatl kind of almost radiates a sense of good. Like there's almost a sort of aura around him. It's not like visible, you can't quite make out, but Quetzalcoatl seems like someone you can trust.
Okay, cool.
All right, fair enough.
Now if you'll just sign, we can begin our wonderful partnership together.
Awesome. And Flint signs. Yeah. I sign as well.
Case, by the way, has like an amazing signature. Like he has this down, like programmed at like the root thing, because he signs contracts all the time, mm-hmm. like in his past life.
Sick. So as you you cross your T's and dot your I's and you finish your signature, just you feel this kind of warmth swell up within you, and this weird kind of like multicolor trail of light. Start to swirl around you, and it's joined by these weird green and red feathers, and it just kind of starts to form like this weird, very gentle, almost vortex around each of you, and then it comes to a stop, and then just kind of like fades away. And four of you are now under the employment, blessing, and privileges of Corona Corp.
Sweet. Nice.
Woo-ha.
And Bliss is like, heck yeah, we're coworkers now. Yay.
Yeah, man. And he like goes in for a high five for Bliss and then just kind of hesitates and just like, yeah. And just like, fist bumps
Yay!
The air.
I love
it. That's so good.
Okay, so we talked about divine brownie points in session zero. And okay. So now that whole, you know, the employment, the divine employment relationship has begun. And so we haven't really done anything yet, so like, and I still need to think about like what specific questions we want to ask at the end of every session. But for this one, I'm going to say for your really good answers about your last lie, which I love very much. I would say each of you get inspiration one for that for next session,
yay,
and a divine brownie point, and then one also for defeating the mono drones.
So is that two inspiration? Dice?
So one you have inspiration, and then two divine brownie points.
An inspiration dice is a d6 too.
From what I understand, I thought so that's like bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
Having an inspiration is just the mechanic in D&D.
Yeah.
That you have advantage on any roll.
Oh, two, advantage. It's two okay.
Divine, brownie points.
Yes.
Okay.
Eat your vegetables, Flint.